Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren. This is Wendy Nola.
Yeah, hello, Wendy Nola. How are you?
Nobody else says my name like that.
So here's the deal, right? I think we all, we don't think about this enough. We go and we buy something brand spanking new and we're so excited to take it home and open it and use it. And then, hang on, it's not working. Did you even check the warranty? But we're talking about a warranty that's not automatic today.
Yeah, in some cases, an extended warranty. Okay, so let's start with the warranty, which is automatic, okay. Although you wouldn't say so by the way some stores behave.
Mm-hmm.
It's the golden 6 months from the date of purchase, right? The Consumer Protection Act gives us a warranty of 6 months on everything that we buy, whether it's new or used, whether it's on sale or not. You don't have to do anything to benefit from it. There doesn't have to be a sign on the wall. It just is. It's called implied in the Act, and that's because it just is. No one has to bestow it upon you. So if something breaks or becomes unfit for purpose in any way, you're entitled to return it to the store, actually at their cost, technically, and you get to choose whether you want a refund, a replacement, or a repair. The supplier does not get to insist on a repair like they used to in the old days, but mostly they still will. If you take something back in the first 6 months, they say, don't worry, we'll repair it, and they rely on you to say, actually, no, I don't think I want that repaired. I think I'd rather have my money back or a replacement. But anyway, they can insist on sending it off to be assessed in order to establish whether it's something that is a manufacturer's defect or something that you, the user, caused by dropping it in water or on the tiles or whatever. Okay. So that's the only warranty, the only legal warranty that any product comes with is that 6 months. So no, there's no compulsion on any manufacturer or retailer to give you a warranty of anything more than 6 months. Okay. Anything from month seven is at their discretion, and you are at their mercy, the mercy of the manufacturer or supplier, in terms of whatever terms and conditions they want to apply to their warranty. Okay, so for example, if your laptop breaks on the golden 6 month CPA warranty period, you don't have to return it with all the packaging it came in order for them to honor that warranty, right? That CPA warranty. But if your laptop breaks in month 7, 8, 9, 12, you will almost certainly be told, sorry for you, there is no warranty claim if you don't have the box it came in. So keep the box, basically. Okay. So when I bought my current laptop last year, I was told that in order to benefit from the extended warranty, I had to go online and register by keying in a really, really long serial number that was printed on the receipt in really small numbers. Okay, so a bit of a schlep. But Yomanda Vessels insists that she got no such advice when she bought her Dell computer from Dion White online in November 2017 with a so-called 3-year on-site warranty. On-site meaning that a technician comes to you to do a repair, which is really nifty. So she didn't register that laptop on any site. And when she made a warranty claim via Dion White's authorized repair center, Incredible Solutions, recently, she was told that the laptop didn't have any warranty cover because she hadn't registered her laptop within 7 days of buying it. So she argued, I got no documentation telling me about this requirement, nor was it indicated anywhere on the packaging or on the Dion White website. And she says, even if I'd known about the warranty registration and how to do it, I wouldn't have done it in 7 days after buying it, because I didn't receive the order on time, and you need the serial number for the registration. So she had some big gripes there. Yeah. She also said, you know, in any case, and I agree with her, I don't understand why it's necessary to have to register a warranty. Dion White should have a record of each serial number issued under the 3-year warranty conditions, and the warranty should just start from the date of delivery or collection, surely. And I tend to agree with her.
And then?
Oh, and then I raised the issue with Massmart, as I do, which Dion White forms part of the Massmart giant.
And then?
And you're going to have to wait a bit. I'll tell you what they said in a bit.
Okay, I look forward to this one coming up.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
So, Wendy lady, you took the warranty issue all the way to Massmart. What did they say?
I did. Okay, so I went to Massmart's group corporate affairs exec, Brian Laroni, who began by explaining that the Dell computer which Yomanda bought carries a standard 12-month warranty, and the supplier, Incredible Solutions, which has no connection with Incredible Connection, incidentally, covers an extended warranty period of up to an additional 2 years. So given that the laptop Yomanda bought, that she bought it back in November 2017, her claim was on the extended warranty, her recent claim. So Roni said the outside of the box which her laptop came in advised consumers that they must register the product online or via telephone in order to activate the extended warranty.
That's Massmart Group Corporate Affairs Executive Ryan Laroni said that.
Yes, okay. but Yamanda says no.
She didn't see the advice in the box.
She says no. She also says that Incredible Solutions told her there should have been a sticker on the box, but there was no such sticker on the box and she had a photo to prove it.
Okay.
Anyway, Brian Laroni had good news for her. He told me, this week we have contacted Incredible Solutions, who, as a gesture of good faith, have agreed to activate the warranty for Mrs. Vessels, and we will therefore resolve the hard disk failure under the warranty terms, he said.
Okay.
So that's pretty good news for her. She uses it as a business tool, so she was getting pretty desperate.
Yeah,
so
that's nice.
Good
but
news
not,
for her.
Not everyone has a Wendy Nola batting for them, you know what I mean? What about the bigger issue?
Well,
why should consumers have to go through the hassle,
yes,
the schlep of registering for an extended warranty?
Exactly, because they have all the information that they
it's already there, yeah,
need. And yeah, proof of purchase should be all you need, as with the CPA warranty. You just have to have your slip. Anyway, I was pretty pleased to hear Brian Laroni say that Dionne Wyatt had initiated a review of the warranty activation process in an attempt to find a reliable alternative option for activating the warranty. So well done, Yamanda, on highlighting that issue. I think a lot of people may stand to benefit from it, and that the warranty is just there and you don't have to do anything
exactly
in order to benefit from it. Yeah, so that would be a step forward.
Well done, Wendy Nola.
Oh, thank you, my dear.
Getting involved there on that one. The only thing I could think of is that possibly, if it's a theft issue, like, you know, maybe that's the only reason why they would ask for a post-purchase warranty registration.
Have your slip, unless your thief is going to take the slip with them.
Ah, there's that as well. All right. Yeah. If you have any questions, any consumer questions whatsoever, you want to get a hold of Wendy Nola, easiest place, Wendy's Facebook. There is an email option on her Facebook, and she reads all of her messages. Hey, Wendy.
Let's just say most.
It's Wendy Nola Consumer.
I'm a little swamped.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.
Darren Moore, Carrie Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.